It is time for this week's episode of Radioga, so please welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty.
Thank you, Sage. It's great to be here again on this slightly cloudy morning. I am looking out at the beautiful view across the street from the radio station beyond the high school, and I can see open sky, and I can see undulating tops of trees on the top of rolling mountains, and it's very beautiful. I'm sure any of you out there could close your eyes or just sit for a minute and imagine a similar view. So let's do that for a moment. Meditate on the last beautiful view you witnessed in nature, and take a deep breath in. Now take your mind to your imagination and think of the last time you saw the sun setting or possibly the sun rising, and think of the colors and the way that you felt when you were watching it, and try to bring back that sense of awe and wonder. So take another deep breath in, picturing the sun. And then draw your mind's awareness to the last time you noticed the moon, whether it was the last full moon or the crescent moon that is in the sky these days. Maybe also noticing stars, constellations, or the Milky Way. And again, take a deep breath in and imagine that image of night sky. And so what I'm guiding is an experience that we all share in our mind's eye and our ability to imagine items in nature, which call beauty to mind and maybe a sense of expanse. And it's trying to instill the study of Swadhyaya, which is self-study. It's actually trying to find Swa, which is our true nature. And so the study of self isn't just the individual self, it's the self part of us that we all share, the ability to look at a beautiful view in nature and enjoy it. And I'm going to take some inspiration from a man named Rolf Sovic, who wrote an article called Understanding Yourself Through the Path of Swadhyaya, and this was posted at Yoga International Online, just because it's a hard concept to grasp. So I'm going to use the metaphor of the ocean. So if you have never seen the ocean, if you've never been out to the coast, think about waves on a windy lake or windy pond. And if you have been to the ocean, think about the movement of the waves on the surface of the water, maybe crashing onto the beach. If you've seen this outside of a boat, notice the ripples and waves that undulate and rise and fall. So take a deep breath in and picture that wave action. And then notice how each individual wave is an individual in and of itself, but what is the stuff of a wave? It's actually the ocean itself, the entire expanse of the immense sea. So that is what self-study is about in Swadhyaya. It's noticing the individual nature of how we all can act and move, but then we kind of resonate back to the sea and notice this immense universal consciousness that's in all of us, the witnesser, the watcher that sees a sunset, that watches an ocean wave crash on the beach. And that's it for today. Swadhyaya, self-study.
Thank you so much.